So now you're back, Kansas City, and I saw you tweeting about to Hoop Kid about trying, you know, getting down on the mixtape and shit. And you're like, man, I'm misrecording. I'm not gonna lie. I might be in paradise, but you know. So are you trying to get on the Hoop Kid mixtape, or is any?
I'm already. As soon as I got back home Wednesday morning at 2:33 o'clock. I was at the studio out of Chapman's, man. Right. Already, so I'm already on something, and I got some more shit to write to. We're not in the studio till next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, man. I plan to be on 2 to 3 more things, man. I love this shit. I was hoping I wasn't too late, missing it while I was on my honeymoon or whatever. I found out that I still had time. I talked to Tech, I talked to Hoop Kids, and it's all good. I've already got one song recorded already since I've been back, and I'm waiting on the second one and the third one after that, man.
Cool. Now, I know you've got your own mixtape coming up. Was it Flames Part 2?
Yeah, Flames Part 2. And then I got another mixtape that me and my dude, BG Bullet, are doing called This Blood's Review.
Oh, yeah.
And, so those are the two I got in the works, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to be getting started on ASAP, man, now that everything's done. We don't have any more touring to do, man. I can concentrate on those. The fans are anticipating it. I still hear about the Flames, the regular Flames that came out in 07. So I know by the anticipation and by the responses that they can't wait for the Flames Deuce to come out, Part Deuce, man. So that, and along with This Blood's For You, man, it's going to be highly anticipated. And I'm just anxious to get started on it, man, because I know it's going to be a beautiful thing, bro.
Can you tell us a few things we can expect from both mixtapes as far as maybe collaborators, producers, or the feel of it? You know, what's up with that?
As far as the producers go, man, I'm collaborating with Michael White out of Wichita, Kansas. He worked for Strange for a period of time. He's been messing with different producers. This is not just going to be the old cliche producers that we've been messing with. I'm going to mess with Seven and Dave Sanders and Fire also. But for this mixtape, man, he's been reaching out to a couple of different producers, like 10 to 15 of them, just getting beats, different beats that sound good, man, along with industry beats and original beats. Just a collaboration of both, man. And this Flames produce is going to be immaculate. It's going to be better than the first one, you know what I'm saying? Because I figure if you don't progress in a positive way, man, if you don't move forward and you go backwards, what's the reason of doing it? So, of course, this is going to be way better than the first one. And as far as the collaborations, of course, I'm going to have my Deuce cats on there, BG Bullet Wong, Scatterman, Snug Brim. A lot of people waiting on to hear another Deuce collaboration. I'm going to pull them guys out to Woodworks, and we're going to do work together. Of course, people from Strange, you know what I'm saying, Big Scoop, Tech N9ne, Chris Calico. We got Brother Lynch out there. We got Cognito out there. We got the newest addition, J-Rock. You know, I'm going to get J-Rock on. Flames for Deuce is going to be more of a less features than more, but when I do this Blood For You, that's gonna be your J Rocks, your Mac 10 of the world, you know, the Messy Mars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On this Blood For You, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to a lot of good collaborations with the people that I've met out here on the road and connected with. E-40, of course, that's my family. G Malone, you know what I'm saying? I got it going on, man, right now, and I'm just going to take full advantage of it, man, and give these people what they want to hear to the best of my ability and make sure that these two mixtapes is going to blow every fucking thing out of the water that's coming out. Then I'll be worried about my next studio album that I'm going
to
come out with.
Nice, nice. Well, speaking of trying to improve with each release, we did a poll on your blog site, and it turned out that Ron Uncut came first for favorite Cut Calhoun album.
Right. Exactly. That's what it's supposed to do, man. Now, people would have said Blevy, if Blevy would have been the number one, that would have made me think I'm doing something wrong, and I have to go back to the drawing board and figure out what the hell I did wrong. So for that to be the poll turnout, man, that's exactly what I'm shooting for, because each album I want to be better.
Yeah, well, and feature presentation was 2, and Blevy was 3rd, so there you go.
That's how you do it. That's how it's supposed to go.
Cool. Well, how does that make you feel to know that the fans are in agreement with what you're trying to do?
It makes me feel good and confident in what I'm doing, letting me know that I'm headed down the right path, man, and everything that I'm thinking and everything that I'm shooting for, my goals and my maturity and growing as an artist and an entertainer is all falling into place like it's supposed to, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel blessed. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing from God, man. And I'm going to continue to keep doing it, man. I'm going to continue to grow, because without growth, there can be nothing new for people to experience and enjoy, you know what I'm saying, and nothing to share from. So I'm going to continue doing that, man. I feel great. I actually seen that on Twitter. I went to it. It was a post on there. I seen exactly what you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets me know, man, I'm headed down the right track, and I'm doing the right thing, man, so I'm going to continue to do that.
Tight, tight.